This week's parsha is Parshas Balak, and in Parshas Balak we have the very famous and very dramatic and very interesting story of Balak ben Zippor, the king of Moab, who saw all that Israel had already done when they conquered the Amori. Keep in mind, this is in the 40th year of desert wandering. The Israelite nation is very strong now, and they are starting to conquer surrounding lands, surrounding Eretz Israel. When the king of Moab, Balak, sees this, he is very afraid, and he figures he will come up with an unusual tactic to bring ruination upon the Israelites. Instead of going to war, he hires Bilam ben Ba'ar, a very famous prophet slash magician, if you will, from the Umos HaOlam, to come and curse the Bnei Yisrael. We all know the story. Bilam is not allowed to go. He wants to go so badly that finally the Ribbono Shel Olam allows him to go. Rashi learns from here, Baderech Sh'Adam Rotzeh Leilech Bam Molich Eino. So if you want something badly enough, God will allow you to have it, but that doesn't mean it will be good for you. Bilam goes along. On the way, his trusty donkey begins to speak. Chazal tells him, Pirkei Avos, that this trusty Ashon, this trusty she-donkey that begins to speak, was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. When Bilam finally arrives in the town, if you will, in the city of Balak, and he tries to curse the people three different times from different locations and different vantage points, he is unable to curse the people, and instead he recites beautiful blessings. Chazal goes so far as to say that his blessings were rivaled only by the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kam navi b'Yisrael kamosha, asher yado Hashem panim el panim, aval bu'umos ha'olam kam. There was never a prophet in Israel like Moshe, who knew God face to face, but amongst the nations of the world there was such a prophet. Who was it? Bilam. So not his personality, but his prophecy was on such a high level, and he is unable to curse the Jews. Unfortunately, at the very end of Parshas Balak, seeing that he is unsuccessful in cursing the Jews, Bilam gives Balak advice. Bavi atzcha etza, come, I will give you advice. Since we couldn't curse them with our words, let's curse them with avodah zarah, Baal Pa'ar, and the Midianite woman. Let us set up tents, let us seduce the Jews. And unfortunately, that was successful. The prince of Shimon and the princess of Midian got together and unfortunately brought a plague against the people. I want to focus for today's shiur upon one particular nevuah of Bilam, which we could say is perhaps the most famous nevuah, which is the pasuk with which we begin our tefillah shachris every morning. Matovu ohalacha Yaakov mishkanosecha Yisrael. This is from Perachov Dalet, pasuk Hey in the book of Bamidbar. How goodly are your tents, O Yaakov, your dwelling places, O Israel. Rashi tells us, Matovu ohalacha Yaakov, what is this? What was he saying? Al shera pischehem she'enan muchavan mechuvanin ze mulze. Bilam looked at the Jewish encampment, and he saw that the Bnei Yisrael were tzanua. The entrance to this tent did not face the entrance to this tent, so every Israelite family had privacy. This here is quoting Rashi, he's quoting from Maseches Bava Basra, Samech Amar Aleph 68, Al shera'a pischehem she'enan mechuvanin ze mulze. He saw that the entrances of their tents were not open to one another. However, Rashi, the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Kuf Hei Amar Beis, also teaches a different pshat into this pasuk. There the Gemara says, from the blessings of that evil one, you learn what was in his heart. He wished to say they should not have synagogues and houses of studies. We should not have batei knesiot and batei midrashot. And instead he said, Matovu ohalacha Yaakov. He wished to say the divine presence should not rest upon our synagogues and study houses. Instead he said, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. He wished to say their kingdom should not last long. Instead he said, like streams spread out. Kenachalim nitayu keganos. Like streams spread out, Kiganos Alenar, like gardens by a river. He wished to say we should not have all trees or vineyards. Instead, he said, like gardens by a river. He wished to say their fragrance should not spread. Instead, he said, like aloes which Hashem has planted. Ka'ahalim nata Hashem. So what the Gemara is teaching us is from the blessings of this wicked one, you actually learn what curses he wanted to curse us. He wanted to say we should not have synagogues and houses of studies. Hashem changed the words and he said, Matovu ohalacha Yaakov. He wished to say that Hashem should not bless us, Hashem's presence should not be amongst us. Instead, Hashem changed it to Mishkan Osecha Yisrael from the word Shekhinah, God's Shekhinah will dwell upon us. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, teaches a very, very beautiful lesson. And I'm quoting from Rav Moshe, Darash Moshe on the Torah. In the Gemara, we find this verse, Matovu Ahalacha Yaakov Mishkan Esach Yisrael, interpreted in two apparently different ways. In Maseches Bava Basra, which is what Rashi quotes on Chumash, the Gemara explained that Bilam praised the Jews because the entrances to their homes were not directly opposite each other. However, in Maseches Sanhedrin, Chazal state from Bilam's blessings, we understand what he intended to curse. He wished to curse, we should have no synagogues. He instead was compelled to say against his will, Matovu Ohalacha Yaakov, Ohel, here being the metaphor, the tent being the metaphor for the place of tefillah and the place of Torah learning. According to the former interpretation in Maseches Bava Basra, Rav Moshe points out, Bilam was referring to the Jewish home. Matovu Ahalacha Yaakov, he saw that the entrances to the home were not opposite one another. The Jewish people live in a tsanua fashion. So according to Maseches Bava Basra, that is referring to the Jewish home. However, according to Maseches Sanhedrin, according to the latter interpretation, he was referring to the synagogue, the base Knesset and the base Medrash. He wished to curse that we should not have base Knesset and base Medrash. Instead, he gave us a bracha. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that these two are not necessarily a contradictory explanation. It's not two different pshatim. Bilam argued that the Jewish people don't need any synagogues because he saw their homes. They're so holy. They're so pure. They're so tsanua. Their homes are not open to one another. Every family, every couple, every husband and wife have their privacy because we behave in such a refined fashion. Balaam was saying the homes represent the center of religious life, and therefore he wanted to give us a curse. We should not have the base Medrash. We should not have the base Knesset. We should not have the base Sefer. You don't need the shul. You don't need the school. You don't need the yeshiva, Balaam was saying, because your family life is so pure. He was proposing, in the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein here, if parents give their children an exceptional chinuch, an education at home, then the yeshivos and the other educational institutions are completely superfluous. There is actually, now we might think that sounds very nice, you know, you have a well-run home and you don't need a yeshiva, you don't need a base Knesset. Why do I need a base Knesset if I have a well-run home? Moshe Feinstein says this is a danger. This was wanted to be a curse of Bilam. There's a curse intended here. Because the truth of the matter is, no matter how good the chinuch at home is, a Jewish family, a Jewish neighborhood, a Jewish community, a Jewish kehila, a Jewish tzibur, is united through the base Knesset, the base Medrash, and the base Sefer. Says Rav Moshe, there is actually a curse intended here. When he wanted us to not have base Knesset and base Medrash, the truth of the matter is, says Rav Moshe, we cannot rely solely on the chinuch at home. Every family, every Torahdik family, every Jewish family must have friends. We must have friends that bring us up. We must have a Rav. We must have qualified teachers. Only then does the chinuch at home have a chance to succeed. And the chinuch at home is complemented by the chinuch in the Beis Sefer, by the Mora, or the Rabbi, by the chinuch in the Beis Knesset, by the Shul Rav and the family Rav, by the chinuch in the Beis Medrash, from where Torah emanates. Then the chinuch at home can be successful. One without the other is a recipe for disaster, and this is what Bilam hoped to bring upon us. He said, wow, look how tsanua they are. Their tents are not open to each family, so they don't need the shul, and they don't need the synagogue, and they don't need the yeshiva, and they don't need the school. He wanted to curse us. The Ribono Shel Olam, however, says Rav Moshe, reversed the curse. He converted it into a blessing so that our yeshivas and our educational institutions should never cease to exist. God, in his infinite wisdom, would not allow Bilam to curse us, that we should never have those foundational institutions in our lives, in our society, and in our communities. And from here we learn such an important Musar Haskel, Matovo Ohalacha Yaakov Mishkan Esecha Yisrael. Yes, the homes must be bastions of Torah and Chesed and Tznius and Ahavas and Yiras Hashem. Matovo Ohalacha Yaakov. They should look at our homes, and we should look at our homes and see the glory and the beauty in our homes. However, don't forget the second half of the package deal that Chazal teach in Maseches Sanhedrin. We also need Matovu Ahalacha Yaakov. We need the Ohel of Torah, the Ohel of Tefillah, and the Ohel of Beis Sefer. And together, These elements complement each other to bring a whole picture of well-rounded chinuch. The home works in tandem with the school and the yeshiva. The school and the yeshiva works in tandem with the home. And together, the parents and the rav, the parents and the mora, the parents and the rebbe working together produce the beautiful chinuch and the next generation of Knesset Yisrael. And that is how Rav Moshe reconciles these two seemingly different opinions in Chazal, where Matov Olecha Yaakov, on the one hand in Bava Basra, refers to the home, and on the other hand, the Maseches Sanhedrin refers to the Beis Sefer and Beis Knesset and Yeshiva. What's the answer? It's both, because they work together. And if we can try and strive, and with a lot of Siyata Deshmei and Tefillah, to implement this principle into our lives, we must combine proper chinuch at home with wonderful chinuch and dveikus and shimush of Talmidei Chachamim, both in the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesset. And Ezras Hashem, we will truly be worthy of Matovu Ahalacha Yaakov Mishkan Asecha Yisrael. Tomorrow morning, Be'ezor Hashem, when you daven Tefillah Shachris, think of this powerful teaching of Rav Moshe Feinstein and what it means for us in our lives, in our day, in our homes, and in our communities. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos, and I thank you for learning with me. Kol Tov.